there's going to be a big album release, and I'm torn between two things. I may bring my audience into a virtual reality concert where they can participate as avatars in a world with me, or I'm going to come to them and do a holographic show where I'll be reanimated in a physical live show on Earth.
Hey, what's going on? I hope you are well and having a good week as always. So this week on the Welcome to the Metaverse podcast is an episode that I am very excited to put out. If you've been listening to the show for a little while, you'll have heard me talk all about Teflon Sega. Now, Teflon Sega is a virtual avatar artist who lives in the metaverse and goes on these crazy adventures, battling through space, meeting monsters, riding woolly mammoths, fighting dragons, and most importantly, putting out incredible music at the same time. Now, you can watch all of his adventures on his YouTube, and the standard of the content he is making is genuinely unbelievable. It's Pixar level production, and I really encourage you to check it out because it will absolutely blow your mind. In fact, you can watch this whole episode in video form on Spotify directly in the app or on YouTube, which I'll link in the show notes. I genuinely believe he is about to become the next biggest artist in the world. The music is incredible, and he is setting the standard for virtual avatars in this new realm of metaverse-first content. He joins us as Teflon Sega, the avatar, in this episode from his home in the metaverse, so it's something a little bit different from a regular interview, and I can't wait to look back at this chat in 6 or 12 months' time. Remember the name, Teflon Sega. This podcast is also sponsored by the brilliant Every Realm, who are a leader in metaverse innovation, investment, and NFTs. They're among the largest owners of digital real estate NFTs in Decentraland, The Sandbox, and Axie Infinity, to name just a few. They also recently announced their upcoming immersive ASMR experience in the metaverse called Soundlands, which you can be the first to sign up to before it launches in full by heading to asmrsoundlands.com. Make sure you follow it on Twitter at EveryRealm, where you'll find a link to their Discord, or head over to EveryRealm.com to see what else they are up to. I'll put all those links in the show notes so you can easily click through. And finally, as always, nothing in this podcast is financial or investment advice. Always do your own research. And with that said, let's get into this week's episode. All right, excited for this one. We've had some pretty awesome guests on the show, but I think this next one takes the top spot. Teflon Sega, what's going on?
What's happening, man? So glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Really good to have you. So we're going to get into a chat all about this this crazy world and get to know you, because there's a lot going on. And for anyone who doesn't know, we're going to show them what's happening in the metaverse on this episode. But first things first, I need to ask you, are you safe right now? Are there any humans near you, any metaverse creatures? Is Mark Zuckerberg about? Because you've got to be wary of him. So just checking you're all good.
It's all good, man. All good. Generally always feeling safe. Things are changing, getting weirder all the time. But it's the way I like it, man. It keeps me on my feet.
Love that. Yeah. And for anyone who doesn't know, maybe you could just introduce yourself. Who is Teflon Sega? Where are you from? And why have we only met you relatively recently?
Yeah, man. Primarily, I started off producing. And when you live alone on a planet and you want to make songs, eventually try to figure out the singing thing. I put out a song a week for an entire year in 2019, which was sort of my exercise in really, you know, trying to figure out songwriting and come up with a vision for my voice. And, try to learn quickly. But I mean, music for me has always been a dream. So if anybody's listening, to me, that's a win. So I don't know if you're just hearing about me, or if more humans are getting familiar. I mean, that's all part of the dream for me, man. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk about the music shortly, because it's epic. You are pumping out some absolute tunes, so we'll definitely get into that in a second. Wherever you're from in this crazy world, as it sort of get to know the metaverse, it kind of looks like Earth, but sort of more fun and more dangerous. What's it like where you're from?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's my reality, but, you know, from the perspective of humans, it seems to be a place... you know, unbound by rules. So, you know, a lot of Earth artists that I see exploring the metaverse right now are sort of breaking what would have been more their set of rules traditionally, which, you know, is exciting. I collaborated with a few humans just this year, and you know, it's just like watching, you know, someone's wildest ideas of their imagination can quickly become, you know, a vision that comes to life. And it's a playground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And for anyone who hasn't seen the videos online, there's a whole story that you're introducing us to this world. And as humans are getting to work out what the metaverse is, and yeah, you're showing us it. So it's unreal to see. So yeah, definitely got to go and check those out if you haven't seen them already. Your world, wherever you are, seems quite a lot more advanced than us. We're sort of, we've got Alexa and deep fakes of Tom Cruise is kind of the level we're at on Earth. Should we be worried? Is there stuff we should look out for as we venture into the metaverse as humans?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. Everything that is a tool is sort of agnostic. You know what I mean? A wise man once said, a knife can heal or a knife can kill. So it's totally up to you. The creatives that I see venturing into the metaverse that are humans are, you know, the ones I'm fans of are doing amazing things and creating incredible projects. So, you know, for me, I sort of put the blinders on and I see the good and I see the great and I see the expression happening. And the more humans, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Love that. That's a good attitude for sure. And you've got a lot going on yourself. I feel like you sort of split your time between defending the metaverse, which we're watching online, making amazing music and these incredible performances that are unlike anything we've ever seen before. Let's start with the music, because it's unreal. And you have these kind of really hard-hitting R&B, soulful dance, electronic kind of trap, absolute bangers with lyrics that sort of punch you in the gut in a good way. I feel like you've kind of been through a lot in your music. You can really hear that. So where are you kind of drawing some of that stuff from?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, music has to come from a place of pain, just because it, to me, is like a vent. It's my venting. It's like my diary, whether it be, like, you know, from the point of view of an introvert, or exploring, you know, the inability to relate, or, you know, I suffer from insomnia, which is a constant theme in my music, social anxiety, depression. You know, I have a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I have listeners that do comment that they wish I'd make happier music. And for me, you know, I see art as an opportunity to express, you know, some of the pain, and when people can relate, it becomes a tool for healing. So maybe someday I'll make happy music, but, you know, for me, I think healing, you know, or at least healing music, it does come from, you know what I mean, some of the harder topics to sing about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good on you. And to that point, it is interesting when we, you know, talk about the metaverse and identity, and you are somebody who, to us, is anonymous, and we you know, we see you and we see your content, and your music's incredible. But you know, identity is something that we can, in the metaverse as humans, reinvent ourselves, right? Like, if you are introverted and maybe you don't want to use your physical appearance and whatever, like, how do you think about those sort of topics? And that's the real positive side of the metaverse from a human perspective, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And I am always gunning. I'm always bullish on introverts. I really believe, as an introvert, that, you know, extroverts in general have a huge advantage, in especially when I look at, you know, the way Earth industries are set up for art. You watch extroverts win, and, you know, not to be biased, but I find that introverts are profound with art. I think some of the most amazing artists I've come across in my, you know, experiences with humans are crippled with anxiety and will never leave their bedrooms, and they're making timeless art, and, you know, we'll never see it. So, you know, imagine when they can express themselves with the platform while, you know, maintaining the level of whatever it is, you know, secrecy, you know, they can go to meetings as an avatar and, you know, build their dream without having to, you know, compete with extroverts. So it's a big goal of mine to help sort of, you know, the introverted art crowd find a way to, make their place without killing themselves in the process.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like the quietest person at the party is always the most interesting, often, I find. So,
well put.
That's cool to hear for sure. And as we say, like in the music a lot, that's captured in kind of Strange Condition and Never in the Middle and Demons on the Side of My Bed. And then you also have like these huge kind of rock inspired tunes like I Know All Your Secrets, which is a metaverse stadium song, and excuse my earth language, but it's a fucking tune. So yeah, I love that track. And maybe it's that song or maybe it's a different one, but maybe you could choose a track that you love and just tell us a bit more about it, kind of where it came from, and just from your words, it'd be cool to hear.
Yeah, I think the first one you mentioned was Strange Condition, which that was a song that it was very obviously very personal, but the idea of being alone and sort of wondering if you'll ever find someone that can put up with your crazy. You know, a lot of times we think, you know, when am I going to have someone? But that song is more like, when is someone going to have me? Because, you know, there's a certain insecurity that can come with being alone or tending to be alone. And that's kind of what I was trying to tap into on that one.
Yeah, I love that. That's very cool. Good to know as well. And I was watching the video for I Know All Your Secrets, which is you skateboarding in this kind of abandoned skate park, which that was my life for a while. I was never good enough at skateboarding. That frustrated me because it's really hard. But
it's a tough sport, man. It's a real tough sport.
It is. It's an unforgiving sport as well.
I know. I had to kind of give it up and go music at one point because I'm like, I'm spending all day. It's so technical. And I'm breaking all these bones. Maybe I should just do music.
Yeah. Less bones to break with music. I noticed on the van in that video, you had a friend sticker. And I was going to ask, are you a fan of that show? What other Earth stuff are you a fan of? And what other artists are you loving at the minute?
Yeah, if I'm 100% honest, I've never seen an episode of the show. Oh. I collect relics. But yeah, I don't know. This year, I'm kind of excited about a lot of Earth shit. There's the Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think that's a month away. I'm really excited about that. I've been meaning to check out the Halo show. Demon Slayer is always a fave. I'm way heavy on Earth entertainment and TV. But yeah, as far as friends, I don't know, man. Do you recommend it? I haven't even looked at it.
It's good if you want a day where maybe you've had a big night and you don't want to your brain to process too much, then yeah, it's good. It's like my happy show when you need it. So I think that's cool.
I could use a happy show.
yeah, that's all good. And how do you think about metaverse content as well? Because we're watching you on YouTube and you have this story with your friends in the metaverse, Xanadu Blue being one example, and these crazy adventures. And I always get excited about, from a human perspective, like how content is just going to completely change, right? Like we've got these limitless stories with this amazing creativity. And how do you think about that? Because probably gone are the days of sort of passively watching a TV show, and now we're hopefully in the metaverse be able to kind of live inside these stories.
Yeah, I mean, an amazing thing about the metaverse is that the best story is going to win, because, you know, I think Xanadu is an incredible example of, he's one guy and he's making all this stuff. And in my opinion, it's at the level of, to speak your language, something like, you know, Disney or Pixar. And you're cutting out needing whatever $100 million you would need to create a show. And that's going to, you know, level the playing field to a point where, you know, the best story is going to win. Imagine in a year or two where humans have fully come into my world, you're going to have, you know, Pixar quality full animated movies created by people in their bedrooms. So super excited, really excited for the future of content, excited for, you know, some of the other sides of the metaverse, which, you know, sort of the Web3, quote unquote, blockchain-y sides, which will create a sort of a, you know, a safe place of ownership and direct relationship of community, community to creator economy. So there's a lot to look forward to, man. A lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about kind of content in your music videos that are unreal, and your Wave performance recently, we had Wave on the show last week, and it was incredible. Before we get to that, maybe what's your kind of favorite video you've put out, music video so far?
I mean, most ambitious was definitely the last one I dropped, where, you know, riding a woolly mammoth, fighting a dragon, entering a lair to fight a dragon queen. It was a lot. And, you know, I fully made that myself. It was a big undertaking, but pretty happy with how it came out, man. So
yeah, it was unreal. Riding the woolly mammoth as the dragon kind of flew over and breathed fire. How often do you come across beasts like that in the metaverse? Is that, I mean, they seem quite stressful to deal with. But
the woolly mammoth or the dragon?
Both, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the woolly was a fun, spunky little dude. I had a horse in there, and my mother said, you know, you're not born and raised in the metaverse to put something, you know, no shade to horses, but she's like, you got to go a little more over the top. So she brought in and suggested the mammoth, and got to give her props on that, got to give her flowers on that, but that was fully her idea.
Oh, fair. Maybe you could tell us a bit more about your family. I'd be interested to know. And Maya as well, right? Because we saw Maya as there's been a relationship there at some point in one of the videos.
Oh, wow. You really looked into my world there. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No, cool.
Yeah, Maya, I don't want to say too much because the story's going to unfold, but she is coming, and she is a force.
Nice. I love that she's called Maya as well. That's very cool. Yeah. Is there any other creatures in the metaverse that you definitely wouldn't want to come across? The one that kind of broke into your room in one of your stories looked pretty intense, and also the fugly toad, which is from an episode with Xanadu, which looked pretty kind of evil. So yeah, is there any other beasts that we should know about and that you don't want to run into?
Yeah, the fugly toad is Ugloid Johnson. I'm not too worried about him. He's kind of goofy. There's definitely a lot of, you know, with the volume of humans that have come in, they did tear a hole in the metaspace fabric. So, you know, we have some new creatures coming in.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how do you best defend yourself in the metaverse? But we watched one of the videos 4D printing this Metaglock. So, should we talk about your Wave performance? And Wave is this incredible platform, which is, yeah, like bringing these kind of metaverse shows, this new kind of entertainment class where, you know, The Weeknd has been on and Justin Bieber, your show is incredible, and John Legend did one a while back as well. And as avatars performing live, and then fans can kind of interact and just these incredible experiences. How was that for you? And I just think it seems like the future of you know, when you think about artists and touring in a virtual setting and scaling that up, it's pretty crazy. So yeah, did you enjoy it, and how do you think about that?
Oh man, super. Well, first of all, I was a huge fan of Wave way before they reached out. So, you know, I had seen The Weeknd show, maybe was that years ago at this point, and always had them on the radar, always checked out everything they did, always was a fan. So, you know, when they reached out to me and Adam, the guy who founded the company, told me, you know, he was, it was his dream to showcase like a meta-born character. It was, you know what I'm saying? It's a match made in meta heaven, baby.
Yeah, first meta Trueborn on there. It's very cool. Let's talk about your fans as well, the Broken Heart Gang from all over the globe and no doubt through the metaverse as well. Is there anything you'd like to say to them? Just, they're pretty amazing fans, right? And your Discord is a fun place to be.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm super humbled and honored to just be part of, you know, having helped create this community of super supportive. You know, there's a lot of us in the Broken Heart Gang come from different places, have battle wounds, have, you know, broken hearts, have, you know, whatever type of trauma. And my favorite thing is just seeing them in the Discord, lifting each other up. And, you know, whether it's a bad day, or whether it's something, you know, way, way deeper, seeing a community of healing is it's one of the driving factors in what I do, for sure.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's cool, and they are dedicated, awesome fans for sure. Could you maybe tell them something about yourself that you're happy to share that they wouldn't already know?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the new battles I'm facing that I haven't sold them. And, you know, I know a few of them suffer from it, has been this thing called tinnitus. So, you know, I've been in the studio making the album. And to be honest, man, I never really took care of my ears. You know, I play a lot of really loud drums all the time. And, you know, it's another battle that I'm sort of learning to overcome in my journey of making music. And it's just a constant ringing in the ear day and night. So you add that to insomnia, and it's a whole thing, man. And just want to, you know, as uncool as it can be, encourage all my homies to try to be careful with the headphones and not blast out the ears like I am doing every single day.
Yeah, no, good on you. That's good advice for sure. And is there anything you can tease them about the music coming soon and the album, and what have we got to look forward to soon from Teflon?
Yeah, most exciting thing for me is just getting this album out. There's going to be a big album release, and I'm torn between two things. I may bring my audience into a virtual reality concert where they can participate as avatars in a world with me, or I'm going to come to them and do a holographic show where I'll be reanimated in a physical live show on Earth. And plotting them both, they both have hurdles. There's pros and cons. Either way, I promise to give an experience that's, like, you know what I mean, really unique to the human world.
That's so cool, because that was one of my later questions, was would we ever see you do a physical show in some form? So
100%. Physical show is absolutely going to happen. The biggest question mark is when.
Okay, cool. That's great to know. That's I'll be there for sure if I can get there. Are there any more NFT drops in the pipeline too? The Defend the Metaverse collection was awesome, and there's some perks for holders still to come with that as well, right? Maybe you could tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, NFTs are such a great way for an indie artist to stay independent, you know, continue to own their creations, and give the side of their audience that is collector, you know, has the collector mentality, a chance to own a piece of the art. So, you know, I know there's a lot of feelings about NFTs, but, you know, I'm 100% in. I understand that a lot of people, a lot of humans don't understand the what creators have dealt with in the entertainment world across the board. So totally bullish on NFTs, going to continue to drop with Dematerialized. I absolutely love augmented and augmented reality art. I love digital art. I love where fashion is headed in general. Love to be any part, piece of that. So yeah, man, I have some really excited stuff planned for not too distant future. I haven't released the dates yet, but I will say coming up real soon.
Good to hear for sure. And yeah, on that point, like, we talk about this a lot on the show, and there's, you know, this amazing side of the metaverse and this fundamental change where, you know, just the content is crazy, and to see your content and music is awesome. And then also the disruption of ownership and giving creators, you know, more control than they've ever had, and giving fans more control as well. And you know, how do you think about that when it comes to music and you know, the role of kind of record labels as well? And lots of people would argue that for a long time, like in lots of industries, it's been quite gate kept, and those deals, you know, artists have had to sign deals often heavily in favor of the label and all that stuff. So are you kind of, you must be excited about that side of stuff as well. What are you kind of?
Yeah. I mean, no shade to labels.
Mm, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because, you know, at the right time in the right place, they can serve a purpose. However, 100% believe that a creator should own their work regardless of, you know, of the deal. So I love the word you use, disruptive. I think the metaverse and Web3 is going to play a big role in sort of changing, you know, what maybe was the precedent. And yeah, for me, like, it doesn't make sense, like, for a third party to own the art, the recording, the music. So for me, I love the idea of NFTs to not only fund an independent creator's journey, but empower their community to participate in not just, you know, a piece of the art, but maybe even, you know, like, you know, making money with the artist too. I mean, that's, to me, that's way sexier than some label owning it, you know, forever.
yeah, for sure. That's cool. And is there any collections, not to shill at all, but just is there any cool, like, interesting projects in the NFT space as well that you think are cool and that you're looking at?
I mean, I have yet to make my debut as a collector personally, solely a creator. And I think part of that has just been, like, the amount of time I'm throwing into my project. It's like a selfish thing because I fully support the entire community. I need to, you know, to be honest, I need to, when I get the album done, I will happily dive in and, you know, become more of a collector myself. I love Eddie Gangland skulls. I love, you know, Lost Boy is doing some cool stuff with mental health. The list goes on, but as far as, like, you know, what am I gonna, I wanna, you know, I need to buy some wearables and kind of start stunting in my own music videos, but I have not yet. As a collector, I gotta make my debut.
Yeah, that's fair. Focus on your awesome projects that you're putting out is absolutely fair, for sure. That's cool. Another question I wanted to ask you as well, we were talking about your journey and the amazing content that you're putting out with Xanadu Blue recently, this whole epic adventure that is like this level that you've got to go and watch it because it's Disney Pixar style, and these stories are cool, and you're flying through space and blowing up asteroids and getting chased by this fugly toad, and it's just so cool. Is there any friends we haven't met yet, was my question really, and how are you looking at kind of other characters in the metaverse, people like FN Mecca, other kind of virtual influences, if you like, is there any people yet to meet?
Yeah, I have a few new friends that are going to be introduced real soon, one of which I'm helping make her album, and she's going to come through, man, like a force. I'm excited. I mean, really obviously excited about Blue and Xanadu, such an amazing, amazing human and such pure intentions in the metaverse. It's still pretty lonely, if I'm honest. I'm hoping that, you know, this year, you know, there's a lot more humans in the space, but it's lonelier than you'd imagine.
Fair play. Yeah, it's early days for all this stuff, but yeah, it's fascinating. And also, what's the story with Aldis as well? So for anyone who doesn't know, Aldis in your world is this kind of a computer character that you speak to and chat to and does stuff for you and can 4D print Metaglocks, which is pretty cool. So I was going to ask the story with Aldis. Did you create them, or do they already exist, or what's the story there?
Yeah, so there's actually a planet near mine, which is just essentially like a giant meta junkyard, and I've built my whole crib is all just Frankensteined from the junkyard, which you'll see that soon. Even the spaceship I roll in is just pieced together. Aldis is an example of, you know, something that I found and brought into my home. And, you know, quite frankly, Aldis is a bit of a hater. So, you know, they might get reprogrammed or replaced depending on how it goes. But really tests my patience.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, yeah, we've talked about so much cool stuff. So the album is coming that we can get excited about. The shows that are coming, physical in some form, hopefully, or some kind of way of integrating your fans in a virtual show. So exciting. We've talked about kind of NFT drops there. And is there physical merch coming as well?
Physical merch, yeah. At teflonsega.com, I have the whole merch store up there.
Oh, is it there already? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, I need to get on that. I've not got that, but I need to. And and what are you kind of most looking forward to over the next kind of maybe 6 months? We've probably mentioned a lot of it there, but then also, what's your kind of vision for maybe the next sort of 12 months? It's progressing this story and putting out amazing music more. And I just want to get people excited. So is there anything more that you can tell us to look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am really at heart an introvert, but I also understand the magic of engaging with my audience in real time. So I will be launching a Twitch. I will be doing some augmented performances where, you know, you'll pull up your phone and geolocation will show you a performance. So imagine the downtown area of 10 major cities at, you know, 8 p.m., you know, you pull up your phone and you'll see a one-time performance. So I have a whole bunch of fun stuff planned, man. And I feel like every single day, you know, there's a new idea. So yeah, it's just going to be a really exciting year for sure.
Yeah, love that. So sick. And yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to look back on this chat in 12 months and just wait for the world to kind of catch up as well. You're already absolutely smashing it, but I just know it's going to explode in ways that I can't even imagine. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting to us. And where can we send people to follow you, listen to your music, and kind of help defend the metaverse with you?
Yeah, for now, I mean, I think the easiest place is all the obvious stuff. Definitely check out my Discord. Check out all my visuals on YouTube, and the music is everywhere else. But yeah, man, come hang out in any of the socials. And again, Luke, I really appreciate you having me, man.
Of course. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. And yeah, catch up again soon.
All right, my friend.